असितगिरिसमं स्यात् कज्जलं सिन्धुपात्रे सुरतरुवर्षाकालेखिनी पत्रमुर्वी लिखति यदि गृहीत्वा शारदा सर्वकालम् तदपि तव गुणानामीश पारं न याति तदपि तव गुणानामीश पारं न याति तदपि तव गुणानामीश पारं न याति
Supribhatam. Good morning to our listeners in Greater Houston area. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners. And you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism radio show on 106.1 FM. And we are on air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Local time now is 4 minutes past 9 a.m. And this is your host, Tara Narasimhan.
Rakesh Parikh and Kanti Patel.
And our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of the Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. And our objective is 4H. The 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Always affirm inwardly, I am ageless, I am eternal, I live in timelessness, I was created before the galaxies were formed.
And we have an exciting show today. Stay tuned, for coming your way shortly will be our events roundup, prayer online, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and Quest of Hinduism, Young Hindu Voice, and Mangalam. But most exciting of all, we have today Vamdev Shastri, who received Padma Bhushan, who will be joining us at 10 o'clock, and we will be doing a very special interview with the person who has been responsible for reviving Vedic studies and Indology in the United States for the past many years. And we are very happy and thankful to him to be joining us right. today.
Keep tuned. A great event, and listeners, you can prepare for some questions for him if you like.
Do you know what time he's going to be on?
10 a.m. At 10 o'clock.
Okay, so okay, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. You can also call us with your comments and suggestions at 832-704-9273. That's 832-704-9273. And we'll go to Bhajan.
अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल काम क्रोध को पहर चोलना काम क्रोध को पहर चोलना कंठ विषयक माल कंठ विषयक माल अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल भयो पखावज चलत कुसंगत चाल चलत कुसंगत चाल अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल अब मैं नाच बहुत गोपाल
इस पद में यह भाव व्यक्त किया है कि प्रभु मैं जन्म जन्म से नृत्य करता आया हूँ और उस नृत्य में मैंने क्या वेशभूषा अपनाई थी, महामोह का तो मैंने घुंघरू बांधे, काम क्रोध का मैंने चोला पहना और निंदा रूपी शब्द मुझे बड़े मीठे लगे और शंकाओं से भरा हुआ मेरा मन ऐसे जैसे मृदंग, और जो उसमें मैंने चाल चली वो सारी कुसंगत की ही चली। प्रभु मैंने जल पे स्थल पे जन्म लिए पर मुझे कभी भी ये भान ही नहीं रहा कि काल भी कभी आने वाला है और ये अविद्याएं मेरी मुझसे दूर न हुई। हे प्रभु आप ही कृपा करके मेरी इन अविद्याओं को दूर कीजिए, अर्थात काम क्रोध मोह लोभ अहंकार से छुटकारा दिला करके मुझे प्रभु अपने चरणों में स्थान दीजिए। मेरे में तो इतनी शक्ति नहीं कि मैं ये सब दूर कर सकूं, आप ही की कृपा होगी तभी ये दूर हो सके। ये सूरदास जी का भाव है और नृत्य में क्या क्या वेशभूषा अपनाई है वो बड़े ही सुंदर शब्दों से अच्छी तरह से इसको समझाया है।
मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल, अब मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल, काम क्रोध को पहरी चोलना, काम क्रोध को पहरी चोलना, कंठ विषय की माल, कंठ विषय की माल, अब मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल, अब मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल। मन भयो पखावज, चलत कुसंगत चाल, चलत कुसंगत चाल, अब मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल, अब मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल। कला काछी दिखराई कोटिक कला काछी दिखराई जल थल सुधि नहीं काल जल थल सुधि नहीं काल सूरदास की सबे अविद्या सूरदास की सबे
required for establishment of Hindu Rashtra, Prasad Vadake, Hindu Dharmanjali Sabha at Ramnath Rock Solid has established Hindu Rashtra and to the ways and means how to achieve it. Points to understand the concept of Dharma, exclusive news, videos and Hritashak of Vartapatra and Ganesh Lakshmi was now in beer labels, Hindu community to approach Australia against advertising and report to the Advertising Standards Bureau. Protest of denigration of Sri Lakshmi in Jabong in Indonesia. There is also this news that D.V. Hegde, David Frawley will get Padma Vibhushan when in the recognition of the Padma Awards in India. And RSS chief to address Hindu Sangam in Madhya Pradesh next month. And the best of prominent Hindu cartoonist, R.K. Lakshman, breathed his last a week ago. And we play our Shraddhanjali to R.K. Lakshman, who was one of the finest cartoonists. And we recognize him for his contribution. We also bring today some highlights of this interview with David Frawley. And we will bring information about it in a bit later. And now we bring you this song. As we are talking about the topic of today, we will be talking about the Ganges. The purification of Ganges is a process Prime Minister Narendra Modi has really getting to everyone involved in this process. And we are going to concentrate on this topic of today, which will be the river Ganges.
सुनो तो गंगा ये क्या सुनाए ये मेरे तट पर वो लोग आए जिन्होंने ऐसे नियम बनाए
के प्राण जाए पर वचन न जाए गंगा हमारी ओ गंगा रोते रोते राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते
हो राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते।
उस देश के वासी हैं जिस देश में गंगा बहती हो, ऋषियों के संग रहने वाली पतितों के संग रहती, ना तो होंठों पे सच्चाई नहीं दिल में सफाई, करके गंगा को खराब देते गंगा की दुहाई,
ना तो होठों पे सच्चाई नहीं दिल में सफाई, करके गंगा को खराब देते गंगा की दुहाई,
करे क्या बिचारी अपने ही लोग डुबोते।
राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते
हो राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते। वही है गंगा, बदले हैं गंगा वाले हो, सबके हाथ लहू से रंगे हैं, मुख उजले मन काले, दिए वचन भुला के झूठी सौगंध खाके अपनी आत्मा गिरा के चले सर को उठा के,
ये वचन भुला के झूठी सौगंध खा के अपनी आत्मा गिरा के चले सर को उठा के,
अब तो ये पापी गंगा जल से भी शुद्ध न होते।
राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते
हो राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते।
गंगा हमारी कहे बात ये रोते रोते,
ओ गंगा हमारी कहे बात ये रोते रोते।
राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई, पापियों के पाप धोते धोते
हो राम तेरी गंगा मैली हो गई। पापियों के पाप धोते धोते।
And today's calendar is Trayodasi Shukla Paksha, and today the English date is February 2nd, 2015, Saka year 12-11-1936, Vikramiya year 2071. The Panchang Nakshatra is Aradhra Titi Trayodasi Shukla Paksha and Pradosha Vrita. And Thai Pusam festival for Kartikeya Subramanya is happening on Monday, 2nd February. And on the 3rd is Magha Purnima with Purnima Upavas and Guru Ravidas Jayanti. February 4th is Palguna begins as the sun transits officially to the north. And Sankashti Chaturthi will be celebrated on 7th of February, Saturday. We move on to the Bhagavad Gita segment. And Anand we don't have the recording for this week, but we will be bringing you the 17th chapter recitation of the Bhagavad Gita, and here we listen to it.
अथ सप्तदशोऽध्यायः अर्जुन उवाच ये शास्त्रविधिमुत्सृज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्त्वमाहो रजस्तमः श्रीभगवानुवाच त्रिविधा भवति श्रद्धा देहिनां सा स्वभावजा सात्विकी राजसी चैव तामसी चेति तां शृणु सत्त्वानुरूपा सर्वस्य श्रद्धा भवति भारत श्रद्धामयोऽयं पुरुषः यो यच्छ्रद्धः स एव सः यजन्ते सात्विका देवा यक्षरक्षांसि राजसाः प्रेतान् भूतगणांश्चान्ये यजन्ते तामसा जनाः अशास्त्रविहितं घोरम् तप्यन्ते ये तपो जनाः दम्भाहङ्कारसंयुक्ताः कामरागबलान्विताः कर्षयन्तः शरीरस्थम् भूतग्राममचेतसः माञ्चैवान्तः शरीरस्थम् तान् विद्यासुरनिश्चया आहारस्त्वपि सर्वस्य त्रिविधो भवति प्रियः यज्ञस्तपस्तथा दानम् तेषाम् भेदमिमम् शृणु आयुः सत्त्वबलारोग्य सुखप्रीतिविवर्धनाः रस्या स्निग्धा स्थिरा हृद्याः आहारा सात्विकप्रियाः कट्वम् ललवणात्युष्ण तीक्ष्णरूक्षविदाहिनः आहारा राजसस्येष्ट दुःखशोकामयप्रदाः यातयामम् गतरसम् पूतिपर्युषितम् च यत् उच्छिष्टमपि चामेध्यम् भोजनम् तामसप्रियम् अफलाकाङ्क्षिभिर्यज्ञः विधिदृष्टो य इज्यते यष्टव्यमेवेति मनः समाधाय च सात्विकः अभिसन्दाय तु फलम् दम्भार्थमपि चैव यत् इज्यते भरत श्रेष्ठ तञ्यज्ञम् विद्धि राजसम् विधिहीनमसृष्टान्नम् मन्त्रहीनमदक्षिणम् श्रद्धाविरहितम् यज्ञम् तामसम् परिचक्षते देवद्विजगुरुप्राज्ञ पूजनम् शौचमार्जवम् ब्रह्मचर्यमहिंसा च शारीरम् तप उच्यते अनुद्वेगकरम् वाक्यम् सत्यम् प्रियहितम् च यत् स्वाध्यायाभ्यसनम् चैव वाङ्मयम् तप उच्यते मनःप्रसादः सौम्यत्वम् मौनमात्मविनिग्रहः भावसंशुद्धिरित्येतत् तपोमानसमुच्यते श्रद्धया परया तप्तम् तपस्तत्त्रिविधम् नरैः अफलाकाङ्क्षिभिर्युक्तैः सात्विकम् परिचक्षते तत्कारमानपूजार्थम् तपोदम्भेन चैव यत् क्रियते तदिह प्रोक्तम् राजसम् चलमध्रुवम् मूढग्राहेणात्मनो यत् पीडया क्रियते तपः परस्योत्सादनार्थम् वा तत्तामसमुदाहृतम् दातव्यमिति यद्दानम् दीयतेऽनुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानम् सात्विकम् स्मृतम् यत्तु प्रत्युपकारार्थम् फलमुद्दिश्य वा पुनः दीयते च परिक्लिष्टम् तद्दानम् राजसंस्मृतम् अदेशकाले यद्दानम् अपात्रेभ्यश्च दीयते असत्कृतमवज्ञातम् तत्तामसमुदाहृतम् ॐ तत्सदिति निर्देशः ब्रह्मणस्त्रिविधः स्मृतः ब्राह्मणास्तेन वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च विहिताः पुरा तस्मात् ॐ इत्युदाहृत्य यज्ञदानतपक्रियाः प्रवर्तन्ते विधानोक्ताः सततम् ब्रह्मवादिना तदित्यनभिसन्धाय फलम् यज्ञतपक्रियाः दानक्रियाश्च विविधाः क्रियन्ते मोक्षकाङ्क्षिभिः सद्भावे साधुभावे च सदित्येतत्प्रयुज्यते प्रशस्ते कर्मणि तथा सच्छब्दः पार्थयुज्यते यज्ञो तपसि दाने च स्थितिः सदिति चोच्यते कर्म चैव तदर्थीयम् सदित्येवाभिधीयते अश्रद्धयाहुतम् दत्तम् तपस्तप्तम्
That is the Bhagavad Gita, the chapter 17. Actually, in chapter 17, which will be detailed information that will be passed by Anand Srinivasan, it is that Krishna classifies three divisions of faith. revealing that it is different qualities of faith in the Supreme that determine the character of the living entities. These three types of faith determine one's consciousness in this world. Thus, the chapter is entitled The Three Divisions of Material Existence. And those are very important, and we will be bringing you the detailed version of each of the shlokas by Anand Srinivasan in just about a week or maybe the following week.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon Central Time. Our phone number is 832-704-9273.
हम है गंगे माँ पाप नाशनी तुम्हें मनाते हैं पावन कथा सुनाते हैं हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं हम महिमा गाते हैं तेरे जल से ही सगर पुत्र मुक्ति फल पाते हैं मुक्ति फल पाते हैं हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं हम कथा सुनाते हैं
हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ
सगर हुए ऐसा यश फैला उनका धरती पे अमर हुए महाचक्रवर्ती राजा थे गुरु आज्ञाकारी कभी महर्षि और अब मुनि की आज्ञा नाटारी कहा मुनि ने राजन तुमको आज्ञा देते हैं अश्वमेघ यज्ञ तुम्हारी कीर्ति है तू करते हैं यज्ञ किया राजा ने सुंदर एक घोड़ा छोड़ा जिसे चुरा कर देवराज इंद्र तब ले दौड़ा इंद्र अश्व को कपिल मुनि आश्रम पहुंचाते हैं आश्रम पहुंचाते हैं
हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं हम कथा सुनाते हैं हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ
चक्रवर्ती राजा के तो पुत्र थे 60,000 अश्व ढूंढने चले वो अपने मन में लिए विचार सारी पृथ्वी शस्त्रों से तब खोद खोद हारे कपिल मुनि के आश्रम एक दिन पहुंच गए सारे एक वृक्ष के नीचे उनको अश्व नजर आया खुले नैन अचरज से क्रोधित हो मन भर आया होनी उनको तब अपना यूं रंग दिखाती है मग्न ध्यान में कपिल मुनि तक उन्हें ले जाती है वो होनी परवश कपिल मुनि पे दोष लगाते हैं वो
दोष लगाते हैं।
हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ।
सगर पुत्र मधु में फूले थे अपनी शक्ति के। पकड़ो मारो चोर यही है शोर मचाया था। कपिल मुनि के क्रोध को उन लोगों ने जगाया था। अपने नयन को खोल मुनिवर ने दृष्टि डारी। आँखों से मुनिवर के निकली थी एक चिंगारी। भस्म हो गए पल भर में वो सारे राजकुमार। पल भर पहले जिनको अपनी शक्ति से था प्यार। श्रापित होकर मुक्ति मार्ग से भटक यूं जाते हैं। हाँ भटक यूं जाते हैं।
हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं। हम कथा सुनाते हैं। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ।
शनि के एक लाल हुआ नाम पड़ा असमंजस वह भी तो कमाल हुआ। असमंजस था पूर्व जन्म में योगी और तपसी। योग भ्रष्ट होने के कारण जन्म लिया क्षत्री। उनके भी एक पुत्र हुआ था अंशुमान प्यारा। अंशुमान था अपने दादा सगर का वो प्यारा। दादाजी से अपने मन की बातें कहता था। अपने दादा की सेवा में हर पल रहता था। अश्वमेघ यज्ञ की बातें तब सगर सुनाते हैं। तब सगर सुनाते हैं।
हे गंगे भागीरथी आपकी महिमा गाते हैं। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ। हे जग सितारिणी माँ जय पाप नाशिनी माँ।
Faith must be cultivated. It cannot be achieved by mere wishful thinking. If you know yourself off, if you throw yourself off a mountain top with the affirmation, God will protect me, just see if He does. He expects you to use the common sense He has given you. He will take care of you surely if you do your best, always act sensibly, and leave the result to His hands. Faith, however, must be wanted. Watered by inner experience, like a plant, the more you actually experience the care He takes of you, the more you will come to rely on Him, not fanatically, but naturally in the divine way.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. You can reach us on the phone at 832-704-9273. You can also text it on the same phone, 832-704-9273.
And today, we are focusing on the Save Ganga movement. It is a widespread Gandhian nonviolent movement supported by saints and the popular social activists across the Indian states of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and support of Free Ganga. This is an initiative taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Ganges is the largest and the most sacred river of India with enormous spiritual, cultural and physical influence. It provides water to 40% of India's population in 11 states. It is estimated that the livelihood of over 500 million people in India are dependent upon the river, and that one-third of India's population lives with the Ganges basin. Despite the magnitude of influence and control of the river over the present and the future of the country, it is allegedly a direct threat from various man-made and natural environmental issues. And this is an initiative taken by Narendra Modi ji, and we want to concentrate on this initiative as many are really wanting to be involved, and he plans the new policy to clean Ganga. So that is what we are focusing today, and keep tuned, and let me now bring you yet another song, this also in praise of Mother Ganges.
Thank you.
and namaskar everyone. And Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, Sanatan Hindu Center, and the Hindus of Greater Houston welcome Padma Vibhushan Vamdev Shastri, also known as David Frawley. Namaskar, you're on the program and you're connected. Thank you, Sri Vamdev Shastri, for joining us in today's program. And you're on air. And namaskar.
Namaskar.
You're on air and welcome to our program to join us. We are very kind of honored with your talk today.
Okay.
And
Andrea.
Yes, to get a short introduction that you are the Hindu teacher who has written more than 30 books on topics of Vedas, Hinduism, Yoga, Ayurveda, and Vedic astrology. And a couple of things that we would like for you to share with us. How do you feel about this award of the Padma Vibhushan?
Okay. Well, first of all, the award is Padma Bhushan, and of course, I'm very happy and honored to receive it. It is a recognition for my work as promoting Vedic education in India and throughout the world, and it's a task I will be continuing to do. We're very happy that the government of India is recognizing the importance of Vedic education, International Yoga Day, and many other related factors. Vedic knowledge is a great spiritual heritage for all humanity. It is the core teaching of the Sanatana Dharma. It explains the deeper self-knowledge and cosmic knowledge behind the universe. It is the greatest gift and treasure of the culture of India. And I have worked over many years studying these texts, working with various teachers in India, helping to found various movements and associations in yoga, Ayurveda, Vedanta, and related teachings. And I'm happy that the work of Western students who are devotees and sincerely following the Vedic and the yoga teachings is getting recognized, and also that the work of people who are explaining the Vedic and the yogic teachings from a more traditional perspective, grounded in sadhana and meditation and honoring the great gurus of India. So I'm happy to be part of this new examination of the Vedic and the yoga traditions that's coming worldwide, but that's getting a special impetus from India, particularly since the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also gotten to recognize the International Yoga Day. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, I have been reading quite a few of your books as I even travel. I download it on my Kindle, and I'm very, very kind of, impressed how much, you know, I learn also because of this, especially the new vision of Sanatan Dharma. When you presented that, is this to kind of get people to know that Hinduism is nothing but, you know, something very exotic or not many can follow, but you wanted to make it very simple so that everybody can really understand the true value of Hinduism?
Yes, the Hindu tradition is more traditionally known as Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana meaning a universal and also an eternal tradition of truth that is relevant for everyone. Hindu tradition roots itself in the cosmic mind and also in the universal self as the supreme reality. And out of that, it then looks to the adaptation of these universal teachings at both individual and community levels, extending to various cultures and peoples of the world. This tradition remains strongly rooted in India, but in ancient times we have Hindu temples as far as Indonesia, Vietnam, the Philippines, throughout Southeast Asia. We have them into Afghanistan and Central Asia, and influencing the world in various ways. So it's a tradition that, though rooted in India, is a universal view. And many people in the West don't know this, because the Hindu tradition is, as we say, a pluralistic tradition. It honors the divine, and it honors